Welcome to PDX Bluescast. Show number 10 is next. Hey everybody, welcome once again to PDX Bluescast. My name is Pat McDougall. I am your host for this musical podcast, which celebrates the fantastic blues music coming out of Portland, Oregon and the surrounding area. This is show number 10 of PDX Bluescast, and it's going to be a good one. I guess in commemoration of the 10th show, it's only fitting we play some tasty blues for you, some rare blues, and some historical blues, and roll it all up into a package that you hopefully will enjoy. We are going to start off this show with an artist that I've been in touch with for a couple weeks, trying to iron out the details and make sure that it was cool with them to play their music, and we finally got that done, and I appreciate their thoroughness in looking into the show and making sure it was right for them and all that, and they were great to work with. I'm talking about Too Slim and the Tail Draggers. These guys are really technically based in Spokane, but they make themselves a presence throughout the Northwest and beyond. They have appeared many, many times at the Waterfront Blues Festival here in Portland, and of course at other venues around town. In fact, in March, just weeks from now, they'll be at Lefty's, which many of you locals know, down in Salem, one of the great blues joints in this area. But Too Slim and the Tail Draggers have several records out, all of them just infused with gritty, swampy, rockin' blues, spiced with slide guitar and gutsy vocals. And, you know, rather than talk too much more about it, it's probably best that you hear something. This is off their latest record, which is called Tales of Sin and Redemption. They have another record on the way, and I hope to be able to feature that sometime soon. But for now, this is from Tales of Sin and Redemption, and the song is Brown Bottle Rock.
Well, I'm cruising through Milwaukee, heading to Megastar, so I can find a cure for my brown bottle rock. My brown bottle rock. My brown bottle rock. Yeah, someone get a doctor who knows what I got, so I can find a cure for my brown bottle rock. Well, I'm leaving Chicago and they let the cat steer. Till 4 a.m. I hear that siren start. find a cure for my brown bottle rock. Yeah, someone get a doctor who knows what I got, so I can find a cure for my brown bottle rock.
That's Kinzel and Hyde with a song called Going Down the Road. That comes from their Still Alive in America CD, which came out in 2001. I've played something previously from their more recent CD called Oklahoma Credit Card. That song, Busy Bootin' Too Many Drivers, featured Stu Kinzel on lead vocals. And I wanted to feature a song where Lynn-Ann Hyde sang the lead vocals and also got to feature her harmonica playing a little bit. And that song definitely fills the bill. That's an old Reverend Gary Davis tune that they do a heck of a job with. It's a real pleasure to see this duo live. And they perform around town in several different permutations. They perform as a duo. They perform as a band featuring bass and drums. They also host at least one jam locally where you get all kinds of interesting people coming into the mix. And I can say firsthand, they're very gracious jam leaders and always put on a good show. So check them out wherever they may be appearing live. Before Kinsel and Hyde, you heard Too Slim and the Tail Draggers with Brown Bottle Rock. Double check the title there. And that's from their Tales of Sin and Redemption CD. If you get a chance to see these guys live, it's definitely worth the trip. They perform as a power trio, just the classic guitar, bass, and drums. And they don't miss anything for not having more pieces. It's a very full sound and a very hard-driving sound. They do a great job. And I want to say thanks again to Tim, also known as Too Slim, and Jonathan, or JT, their manager, for getting that all set up. It was great working with you guys. Next, we're going to delve into the history a little bit. And we start, actually, over in the UK in the early 80s. A young blues rock guitarist named Mick Clark was starting a solo career. He had played with bands like Killing Floor and backed up Freddie King, Howlin' Wolf, Otis Spann when they would make their journeys over to the UK and Europe. And he had also been in a band called Salt. And he'd started playing solo and recording albums solo. And it was while he was touring that he ran into some guys from Portland who were also touring over there across the pond, J. Michael Kiersey and the Rockin' Razorbacks. Now, anybody listening who remembers those guys, I am guessing you remember them fondly, and I should probably find a way to feature some of their music on the podcast at some point. But they got to talking and hatched a plan for Mick to come over to Portland and the Northwest and explore the musical possibilities here. He did that and toured and played throughout the Northwest, and eventually in 1988 actually recorded a record, pulled together some musicians and put together a record that was recorded here in Portland. It's called West Coast Connection, and it features people like Dover Weinberg on keyboards, who you've heard when I've played Duffy Bishop. I'm sure you've heard him on another cut that I can't think of right now, but Dover is all over the place and one of our great keyboard players and Hammond B3 players. It features Curtis Salgado on vocals, and also a guy named Westside Johnny playing harmonica, who I looked up and found is still playing around town, at least as of a few years ago. Some other folks that aren't as familiar to me, got it here, H. Emerson Zachary on bass. In any case, he pulled together all these musicians and put together a pretty solid record. And I got in touch with Mick and asked his permission to play some tunes from this record. I thought it makes for a nice look back, particularly when you hear this next cut. I'm going to play Mean Old World, which features, and it was unusual for Mick to feature anyone other than himself singing lead vocals on his records, but he gave the lead vocal spot on this tune to the young Curtis Salgado, and the results, well, I think you'll like the results. So we're going to play Mean Old World, which is a bit long, but worth every minute, and then we'll follow that with Madison Blues, the Elmore James tune. So I hope you enjoy this. Mick Clark from West Coast Connection.
Thank you. This is a mean old world. Try living by yourself. This is a mean old world. Try to live by yourself. You can't get the one you're loving. You have to find someone else. Well, I hate to remember what a fool I used to be. Well, I hate to remember what a fool I used to be. I go out on the west side, make every woman drunk I see. Yeah.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that double shot of Mick Clark from his West Coast Connection album. That last tune was Madison Blues, the Elmore James classic, of course. And before that, you heard Curtis Sangato singing lead vocals on Mean Old World, and some tasty stuff there. I want to thank again Mick for giving me permission to play this stuff. These were tracks captured from vinyl, but I should mention to you, this album is available on CD, and there'll be a link in the show notes at www.pdxbluescast.com, so you can go and get your own copy of this record, and it's worth it. There is some good material here, great playing, and it's fun to hear what these folks were doing. Not quite 20 years ago, but catching, sneaking up on that. Mick also has several other records, all of which are highly recommended, and you can get them all at the site that I'll be linking you to. Some of them were released on the local Portland record label, Burnside Records, as well. So definitely a Northwest connection there. Okay, we're going to move on to another revisited artist. Back in, I'm not going to be able to tell you which show, but in a previous show, I played a track from Kenny Lavitz's Too Many Hats CD, and I like that CD so much, I wanted to come back to it and feature another track. On this song, there's a very nice harmonica solo by Paul DeLay, as well as the usual standout solo work from Kenny. And this is just a great tune, a simple tune, fantastic, and it's called No Lake.
Love will start to explode. At times I'm like a blind man, the path I cannot see. I trust in my God, and my God trusts in me. I am on a journey, step by step, the truth will be revealed to me. I am on a journey, and I can be set free. I am on a journey, the burdens of life, love, they take a heavy toll. I am on a journey, I cannot deny it, I've got to follow my soul. It's easy to give up when those impossible questions abound, but I keep moving forward, I'm being led by a heavenly sound. When I close my eyes and listen, the spirit I begin to see. I live in my God, and my God lives in me. I am on a journey, step by step, the truth will be revealed to me. I am on a journey, and I can be set free. I am on a journey, the burdens of life, Lord, you know they take a heavy toll. I am on a journey, I cannot deny it, I've got to follow my soul. I am on a journey, step by step, the truth will be revealed to me. I am on a journey, and I can be set free. I am on a journey, the burdens of life, love, you know they take a heavy toll. I am on a journey, cannot deny it, I got to follow my soul.
Oh yeah, did you stand up and sway to that one? It's almost irresistible. Hope you felt inspired. That's Duffy Bishop was singing with Janice Scroggins on the piano. Janice, one of our standout players in town, but a very understated presence. She does not make a big deal of herself except through her incredibly expressive, gospel-tinged, rich playing. And Duffy Bishop on vocals, well, what are you going to say? That's a great little duo tune. The song itself, actually, I'm on a Journey, was written by Chris Carlson, who is Duffy's husband and co-conspirator in the Duffy Bishop band. And that song, actually, is available on a CD that's produced by the Cascade Blues Association. It's their Muddy Awards Hall of Fame CD, and it features a bunch of artists, all of whom have won multiple Muddy Awards and thereby gained entry into the hallowed Hall of Fame. There's some fantastic material on that CD. That is just a taste of it, and so follow the link and get your copy if you don't already have one. Thanks to Duffy and Janice. That is just some wonderful stuff. Because it's the 10th show, I'm going to close with a track that's a rare one, technically unreleased, and we're going to just do 7 tunes in this show, mostly because the one from the Mick Clark record was so long, 7-minute long version of Mean Old World there. But we'll close out with something tasty. Some time back, I played a performance by D.K. Stewart and Curtis Salgado that was recorded off a radio appearance. And this is the second of 2 songs that they did during that appearance. And Curtis pulls out the old harp on this one, too, so it becomes extra special. With our 10th show, I'm giving you this little gift. And so here is D.K. Stewart and Curtis Salgado doing Dust My Broom.
Can have my room. I'm gonna write a letter, telephone every town I know. I'm gonna write a letter, telephone every town I know. She's not in West Salina, she's in East Monroe, I know. I believe my time ain't long. I believe my time ain't long. 'Cause that woman you've been loving, yeah, break up my happy home. Portland, I swear. I believe I've dust my broom. I believe I've dust my broom. Yeah, the man you've been loving, now my friends can have my room. Let's get out of here.
D.K. Stewart and Curtis Salgado with Elmore James, Dust My Broom. Man, you know you've got a powerhouse piano player when he can, all by himself, just keep the tune cooking along like DK does there. That is, that's no trivial skill. And to hear Curtis both just singing his heart out and then and playing the blues harp as well is such a treat. I hope you enjoyed that. That was your treat for the 10th show. And it's been an interesting show because it occurred to me we've heard, in fact, a couple of Elmore James tunes. We've heard a nice helping of harmonica. We've had Curtis there. We've had Paul DeLay on the Kenny Lavitt song and Lynn Ann Hyde on the Kinsel and Hyde tune. We've heard from three duos, Kinsel and Hyde, Janice Scroggins and Duffy Bishop, and Curtis Salgado and D.K. Stewart. And we've also heard Curtis's singing, an early version and this later one. Not all that much change. He's still an amazing singer. But anyway, it's been an interesting show filled with special treats. I hope you enjoyed them. I wanted to mention to you, let's see. Oh, yes, speaking of D.K. Stewart, a special shout-out to Don Schultz, who won the D.K. Stewart CD back, several shows back. But Don, we just shipped that out to you yesterday. And so heartfelt apologies for the delay in getting that out to you. But my staff here, I've had to discipline and ultimately just fire several of them because they just have not been holding up their end. And so we'll address that problem and make sure nothing like that ever happens again. But we have more giveaways coming, and so stay tuned to the show. Other reasons to stay tuned to the show. I don't mean to tantalize you with this stuff too much, but I just want to mention, I've said before, DK is going to come on the show sometime soon, do a little spotlight with us, some interviews, some live playing and stuff. Also, the great Mr. Lloyd Jones has agreed to do a similar show in the near future, and so we've got some logistical things to work out here in the PDX Bluescast studios, but once we have those ironed out, we'll be producing those shows, and those will be something to look forward to. And I'm sure other people will be coming as well. Let's see. Quick request that you go over to the Frapper map. That's frapper.com/PDX Bluescast. And add yourself to our map. Let me know that you are out there listening. It's a great way to see who is tuning into the show. And it's a nice visual bit of feedback for me and for the other people listening to the show to see that you're out there. Yeah. All right. You can also just go to www.PDXBluescast.com, and there's a link to the map. It says, "Where are we?" Click that link, and you go there and add your postal code, and you're on the map. If you want to get some feedback to me, and folks have been doing that, I so much appreciate the nice notes that I'm getting, and I so promise to respond to you really soon, really. But all of you who are sending notes, thank you so much. It's great to get something back. How do you do that? Send me notes directly through the site. Go to www.pdxbluescast.com and leave a comment right there on the blog. If you want to send me email, you can do that at letters@pdxbluescast.com. That's pretty simple, and I just get those in my mailbox. You can also leave me a voicemail message, and if it's okay with you, we'll play that on the air. Just call 206-203-3PDX. That's 206-203-3739. Leave a voicemail message, and I'll get that and play it on the air if that's okay with you. Remember that even though that is a Washington number, if you're most cell phone plans offer free long distance, so it shouldn't cost you anything if you do it that way. Okay, that is enough for show number 10. I want to thank everybody who's been listening to the shows up to now, and I hope you'll keep listening. There's lots of cool stuff on the way. Tell your friends, please. Tell them it's cool. Get them on the show, listening to it and enjoying it, and send me your feedback. I love hearing from you. Finally, like I always say, get out there to the venues and hear these performers live whenever you can. It's the best way to experience this music, and so I heartily, heartily recommend that you do it. It's great to hear from those of you who are, and the rest of you, get the heck out there and listen to it. You know you won't regret it. All right, this has been PDX Bluescast. My name is Pat McDougall, and I have the pleasure of being your host. I will see you next week, and until then, keep the blues alive.